Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 8th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, we read of a request the Hebrew people had for their prophet. They said to Samuel, "Appoint for us then a king to govern us like other nations." So what we get in the story, and it's really quite heartbreaking, I think, the Israelites rejected God as their king in order to be like other nations. They were tired of being different, and they were fed up with being ridiculed, and they'd had enough of being the chosen ones, frankly. They just wanted to be like everyone else. In their desire to be like other nations, however, they discarded their identity as the people of God. Blending in, conforming, trying to be like everyone else is a real basic survival instinct, for sure. Smart children try to hide their intelligence at school so that they're not called a nerd, while others don't speak up in class for fear of being called stupid. You know, the well-worn middle ground is always the safest way, or typically the safest way to survive. However, and here's the thing, God did not create you to survive. God created you to thrive. And that happens when you finally decide to be exactly who God intended you to be, as different as that may be. Let's pray. Lord God, it is our natural tendency to want to fit in. We want to blend in at work, at parties, when we go out with friends. And yet we know that you've created us for the very purpose of making a unique difference in the world. We also know that when we deny who you've created us to be, we, in a real way, deny you. Lord God, help us to make decisions that will allow us to be more like you, for that is our truest desire. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.